Whether or not you feel ready, whether or not you're looking forward to it, Christmas is almost here. And I think it goes without saying that this is likely to be a Christmas like no other. In a few minutes, we're going to watch a nativity film that lots of different people have contributed to. And I would suggest it is a film like no other. But like all good nativities, it tells that same old story, the story of the very first Christmas. And I want from the outset to offer my thanks to all those who have contributed. There are no rolling credits at the beginning or end, but you know who you are. And you have brought to this project creativity, fun, talent, initiative, and no little determination and perseverance as you go to take 17 of the same one line. So thank you, and I hope you enjoy the fruits of your labours. And if you watch the film and you like it, please feel free to share it with friends, share it on your social media, and others can hopefully enjoy it as well. Christmas is almost here, and that almost is important. I want us to begin with a song that speaks of waiting and longing. It's really a sung prayer that asks God to be true to his word, for God to fulfill his promises. And we see God respond to that prayer and fulfilling those promises in the person of Jesus Christ, Jesus who was Emmanuel, God with us.
Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Come, thou rod of Jesse, free thine own from Satan's tyranny. From depths of hell thy people save, and give them victory o'er the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou day spring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou key of David, come and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high, and close the path to misery. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou Lord of might, who to thy tribes on Sinai's height in ancient times this give the law, in cloud and majesty and awe. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Thank you. doing?
Too many households. I have to ditch the wise men.
You can't be serious.
You're the one wearing marigolds.
What next then? The 2 meter rule?
Well?
Look, you can't be serious. How about then we keep the wise men and we get rid of you? Look, do you think maybe
we're
forgetting what this is all about?
In the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary.
Judah, shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who sit enthroned between the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin.
Greetings!
Sorry, what?
Greetings, you who are highly favoured.
Sorry, who?
Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you.
Sorry, what? Who? Me?
Take your breath. I'm an angel. I'm a messenger from... Yeah, you're getting it. You're shaking like a leaf. Sit down before you hurt yourself.
You're an angel, a messenger from...
Yeah, that's it. I'm an angel, a messenger, and I've got a message for you. Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. Now, excuse the mansplaining, but that means to save. This little baby will be a saviour, a special little baby. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end.
Right, okay.
Do you want me to go over that again? Don't be afraid. You're having a baby. Call him Jesus. He is the King.
Right, okay. Wait, no, not okay. How can this be? I'm a virgin. I'm not even married yet. I got the ring, but we're not married.
Good question. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Look, I'm just a messenger, but no word from God has ever failed. You're not alone either. Your relative, old Elizabeth, is going to have a child as well.
I am the Lord's servant. May your will to me be fulfilled.
Government sources have been slow to deny speculation that there will be a census of the entire Roman world. Business leaders have voiced concern that such a policy would be bad for the economy, for jobs and for exports. They're urging the local governor, Quirinius, to bring clarity to the situation and confirm or deny if there will be mandatory travel imposed in which each family must go to their hometown. Others have protested against what they see as an overreach by authorities. We've been speaking to some local people in Nazareth to gauge the mood.
What do I think?
Well, it's a lot of concern, but complete, utter shambles.
It's no bother to me because I was born and bred here. I just feel for people who are going to have to trek halfway across the country just so that some paper pusher can count them on his abacus. Think of the older people. And there's some poor girl who's expecting a baby. What about her? I really feel for her. Poor girl, what a stress.
I'm no longer surprised by anything. Already this year, my marriage's been on again, off again, on again. My wife Mary over there, she's pregnant. Really pregnant. The bag is packed. And you should have seen her face when I had to tell her that she could kiss the home birth goodbye. We're on the road to Bethlehem. What's that? Do I have a car? No, I don't have a car. People always assume I have a donkey, but I don't have one of those either.
I mean, the whole thing is just a big carry-on. I mean, every time I make plans, they make some daft announcement and everything's up in the air. I mean, I mean, I'm just so fed up.
Well, there you have it. The people have spoken no great enthusiasm for a census, but I must stress this is all speculation. And to bring you some breaking news just in, Caesar Augustus has issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. The statement goes on to say everyone must go to their own town to register. There you have it. Time to pack your bags, load up the donkey, and do some paperwork.
Oh, Joseph. Good guy, bad situation. He seems to know what he's doing, but I wouldn't want to be in his shoes. Anyway, I better get back to work.
Hi. I'm looking for some accommodation. Anything, literally anything. I prefer a family room, but a double, a single? No? Do you have fun? Glamping?
Sorry, we're completely booked.
No. Okay, I guess it's the same everywhere. So, thank you though. Bye. Hi, I'm looking for some accommodation.
Good luck, you'll need it.
Anything, literally anything.
Sorry, I wish I could help, but I've been run off my feet already.
Any ideas? Yeah, the baby's almost here. Yeah, I'll hold. Really? Yeah, we'll take it. It's the best offer I've had all day. It's the only offer I've had all day. No, I don't care about the smell. I'll be fine. Thank you. Hey, Mary, no ensuite, but we're sorted.
Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
Let me tell you, it was some night. I was there with the usual lot. What's his name? And her, and the other two, and that wee guy. And obviously, the sheep were there too. So we had Fluffy, and Woolly Junior, and Chops. And then there was wee Minty here as well. Then, all of a sudden, everything was bright. It was terrifying. It was incredible. I've seen plenty, but I've never seen anything like it before or anything like it since. I get the shakes. I think we all got the shakes. What was it like, guys?
Ah! Ah, baby!
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, what is that bright light? Oh, help! What are we going to do?
That's amazing!
Wow! Oh! That's amazing! I'm scared.
Wow! Hey!
Wow!
Let me tell you. Oh, it was some night. Things were happening. And we went to the shepherds who were out in their fields. Oh, well, we like to make an entrance. You know, it kind of goes with the whole being an angel, being a messenger from, you know. Although, I think it's maybe a bit much for them, you know. Oh, those poor wee lambs.
The angel was there amid all the light and the glory, and they said, "Don't be afraid." It was a bit late for that.
Ah!
I'll never forget what they said.
I bring you good news that will cause great joy to all people. Today, in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
I'm not saying I made sense of it right away, and I'm not even sure I've made sense of it now, but I've never stopped thinking about it. Anyway, back to that night. Suddenly, the sky was filled with angels.
Hallelujah, peace on earth.
Hallelujah.
Joy to the world. Joy to the world.
Glory to God.
Peace on earth.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Peace on earth. Joy to the world.
Joy to the world.
Joy to the world. Glory to God.
So, we all did our thing and got out of there. I think they got the message.
So, they did their thing and then get out of there. We weren't going to stick around either.
Come on, hurry, let's go and follow the light. Let's see what's happening.
Let's go.
Let's run.
Okay, off to Bethlehem. Oi! Speaking as a professional, I was more than a little concerned. Definitely not the ideal environment for a birth. There's the temperature and the cleanliness to think about. My other worry was that there were far too many visitors and most definitely too many sheep. However, despite the surroundings, the baby was cosy, contained and sleeping. All in all, the new family were doing well, which is always lovely to see.
But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Yeah, we have a little boy, 10 fingers, 10 toes, he is called Jesus. I'm so thankful to God for this little one. Nothing about the last year has been normal. Some of it has been really hard. But I know that this boy is a gift from God. And not just for me or for us. I heard what the angels said and the shepherds, and I hold on to that. I'm just going to have to trust God. God has looked after us so far.
God our Father, we thank you for the sense of excitement and fun as we hear and retell the story of Christmas. Help us to know and celebrate the hope and peace and joy and love that come to us through the child in the manger. Amen. We've got used to things not happening this year, but there are 3 things happening over the next few days that I want to tell you about. First of all, on Sunday evening, i.e. tonight, at 7:30, we're going to have carols by candlelight at home via Zoom. So make yourself a mulled wine, stick a mince pie in the microwave, and get ready to sit down and enjoy carols, readings, reflections. It will all be short and sweet, and then the chance to join together in breakout rooms to chat and catch up. There's a link to this in the weekly e-news email. And if you don't have access to that, get in touch with me directly. All my details are on the church website. On Christmas Day, at 10:30 in the morning, there will be a service in our church. Like all our services at the moment, the numbers are capped and you do have to book a place in advance, and you can do this via our Eventbrite page, which can be accessed from the website or from Facebook. And then on the 27th, which is a Sunday, I'm going to be away. There will not be a service in the building, but there will be an online service made available via all the usual channels. Luke chapter 2, verses 16 to 20. So they, that is the shepherds, hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Amen. In our home, you constantly come across abandoned cups of tea, some half finished, others barely started. And I can trace the origins of this phenomenon back to the arrival of our first son. And each forsaken cup testifies to a life of constant interruption. Now, we're used to being interrupted. And if it's not by young children, it's by a screen lighting up, another notification, another email. If it's not home life that interrupts us, it's work life. And then there's a pandemic that interrupts everything for all of us. And decisions are made above our heads that seem to shift the ground beneath our feet. Our retelling of the nativity with Mary and Joseph, the shepherds and angels, finally the baby laid in the manger, it was adapted from the first two chapters of Luke's Gospel. And a story that is all at once strange and beautiful, familiar and yet ever surprising. And it's a story that is full of interruptions. Mary has her plans, a certain sort of life mapped out in front of her. And then there's the uninvited messenger with this unbelievable message that gives Mary an unimaginable privilege. And then there's Caesar Augustus, who issues his decree from on high. Everyone must stop what they're doing, get up and go back to wherever they came from. And then there are the shepherds doing what shepherds do, steady, unending work, watching, protecting, corralling. Shepherds where you'd expect shepherds to be, out in the fields, and suddenly they're seeing what no one expects to see, hearing what no one expects to hear, and they're off. And from the humdrum of, well, this day could be any day, there's this flurry of activity and an explosion of emotion, fear, excitement, joy. And all the verbs are pour out in Luke's accounts. So they fear and then they hear and then they go. They're hurrying. They see the baby and then they return sharing, praising God, glorifying God. And something's happened that's interrupted their usual rhythm, something that demands a response, something that has happened that they need to share. It demands a hearing. And the experience that they had was their unique privilege. But the story, they seem to know right from the beginning, was not just for them. They go and tell their story, and they never tire of telling it. And the Christmas story is like that. It's a story we hear, and then we look forward to hearing again. It's a story we tell, and then tell again. It makes us willing to stick on a dressing gown and stand in front of a camera, or make angel wings out of cardboard. In normal years, we crowd into school assembly halls or church buildings to again witness with wonder the child in the manger. And in the year when it can't happen, it doesn't take much persuasion for us to film ourselves on our phones. 17 takes, who cares? We've got to get this. And we send it off and see what happens. We want to hear the familiar readings about angel visitors, about rushing shepherds and the word made flesh. We want to sing the carols. We want to open calendar doors. We want to break the darkness with candles and fairy lights. It's not that we don't need hope, faith, peace and love all year round, but at this time we have the invitation, the permission to share the story of where those precious things, hope, faith, peace and love, are to be found. They're found in this boy called Jesus, laid in a manger, 10 fingers, 10 toes, born to save, born to reign, born that man no more may die. The child in the manger gave those shepherds more than something to talk about. He gave them something to sing about. And once the interruption had passed, the shepherds returned to where they came from, but they went there with a song in their hearts, glorifying, praising God for all the things they'd heard and seen. And as we come year by year to hear the story, we find ourselves moved to sing. You know, to be kept on mute, behind masks and before screens seems stranger than to join in with the song of angels singing glory to God in the highest. We long to be with others, packed in, adding our whisper to the singing of a silent night, or stretching for the crescendo in Hark the Herald Angels Sing as we come close and yet so far from hitting the descant. Those exuberant shepherds, together, rushing, sharing, singing, seem to capture the excitement and the exhaustion of the Christmas that we have known for so many years, and so many of us will be missing this year. But amid all that coming and going, Luke takes time to tell us about Mary. The shepherds hurried, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Mary's not coming and going. She's not speaking or singing. She is still, she's silent. And she ponders the interruption. She ponders what God has sent her way amid a life of inconvenience and uncertainty, where emperors make decrees and you simply have to go. And she ponders it all as she treasures what God has given to her, given to us, given to the whole world. And in this strangest of years, perhaps it's Mary who shows us the way to go. In the quiet, in the stillness, seeing what is there and recognizing that it matters. And like her, perhaps we too can learn to live our interrupted lives, knowing that in Jesus Christ, God has come to be with us. Knowing that despite the chaos and the things that worry us and keep us awake at night, that same Jesus Christ is in control. He reigns, he's the king, it's a royal birth. That he is the light that interrupts the darkness. He is the daybreak that follows night. I don't want to go on. But as we close, I want to read to you words from the prophet Isaiah, words that came long before even the first Christmas, but were long cherished by God's people. And then I'm going to allow a couple of minutes where we'll hear music, and it's an invitation for us, where we are, just to stop and to ponder these things before we respond to God in prayer and in hearing one of the great Christmas carols, O Come, All Ye Faithful. In the prophet Isaiah, we read these words. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us, a child is born. To us, a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Thank you.
our Father, draw near to us as we draw near to you. You know our starting point. You know what Christmas means and doesn't mean for each one of us. All that is happy and all that is bittersweet. And you know the pains and disappointments and longings that we feel this year in particular. You know also all those who we are concerned for, who we worry about, who we long to be able to come alongside and help and encourage. You know the smallness and fragility of our humanity that gets tired, that yearns, that gets fed up and frustrated by it all. You know all these things, and yet have shown us you're not disinterested or distant. In Jesus Christ, you have drawn close to us, living in our midst, taking on our fragile flesh in a messy, chaotic world full of interruptions. And in that knowing, we see the extent of your love. You give your Son to be God with us, to live amid our poverty so that we might know heaven's riches. Amid all that we enjoy or must simply endure in the coming days, help us to see again with wonder and joy all that you have done for us in him. If we're afraid, help us to trust and know that you're trustworthy. If we're exhausted, refresh us and help us to taste that joy that's not drummed up from within us, but that comes from seeing what you've done. If we're disappointed, fill us with a hope that cannot be eclipsed by hard and unchosen circumstances. Help us to receive the message of Christmas with both our hearts and our minds. Awaken in us the spirit that says, O come, let us adore him. Amen.
Adore him, oh come, let us adore.
Whatever the next few days look like for you, I want to wish you a very happy Christmas. And I want to finish with these words of blessing. May the wonderful Counselor give you light. May the mighty God give you strength. May our everlasting Father hold you in his arms. And may the Prince of Peace overcome our fears. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.